I understand what I said last evening. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm leaving today. Yeah, I mean, I still have some commitments to honor. Yeah, and also, yeah, I have to find a place where I can stay that is a bit remote and suitable. So it will take some weeks or maybe some months. Yeah. Quite common, you know. I mean, Lumpuli, you know, I mean, one day, you know, he just disappeared. Yeah? And nobody could find him. He was gone for 3-4 months. Yeah? Nobody could find him. Yeah? And then the lay people asked, what happened? You know, why did he go? Yeah? And then they found, you know, 2 or 3, you know, obstinate monks, you know, then they removed them and then Lumpuli came back. Yeah? I mean, they just, you know, I mean, some of the monks, you know, just, you know, are so obstinate, you know, that the teacher doesn't see any other reason than to leave. Lumpupu Miyai itself, yeah? And I went sometimes to his place, yeah? I mean, the monks, you know, were just treating him like a little kid, yeah? And then, you know, one day he decided to leave, and then he never came back, yeah? I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, an achan is an achan, but, you know, if the disciples don't listen to him anymore, or, you know, or treat him badly, you know, then he has no more obligation, yeah, to stay here. Same. Ah. What? I mean, what? I mean, most of the things, you know, I mean, said yesterday, you know, I mean, you know, concerns the monks, you know. Sometimes, you know, there are some lay people who come who are a little bit obstinate, you know, yeah. But, you know, they don't stay for very long, yeah. And sooner or later, I will kick them out, yeah. But I was mostly talking about the monk, yeah, who's constantly demanding. And we all come from the West, you know, yeah. Yeah? And we know that, you know. I mean, we yeah, take our parents for granted that they have to do everything for us, but we don't have anything to do for them. Yeah? And that is the same attitude, yeah? And that was one of the reasons, you know, why Lungta, you know, I mean, what was it, 85, decided not to take any more foreign monks. He said, you know, they are constantly demanding this, they want this, they want this, they are not happy with this, they are not happy with this. I'm not taking any more Western monks, yeah? And at the time, you know, in the beginning, he took quite a lot of Western monks, yeah? There were 9 Western monks, you know, at the time Lumpu Ajahn Suchai came, yeah? 9 Thai monks, 9 Western monks, you know? But, you know, then they left, you know, when I came, you know, I mean, it was a wonder that he accepted me, yeah? After 10 years, you know, of not accepting any Western monks, and I met quite a few, they had all to go to Nanachak, you know, and ordain there, yeah? So he accepted me, and then after that, you know, I mean, I had to train about 7 or 8 monks, you know, Western monks who came there, yeah? And then after Lungpu Panya died, you know, he said, you know, I mean, you can take care of the Westerners, you know, yeah? So, but it's quite common, you know, so, yeah, I mean, even Lungta Mahabua got up, you know, upset, you know, with the Westerners, yeah, so, I mean, it's, yeah, because they're demanding, yeah. And when we look at our own childhood, you know, when our parents said, you know, help me with this, how willing were we? Huh? Mechisuna. Not very willing, you know, we constantly, yeah? Yeah? I mean, every one of us knows, including myself, yeah? I mean, I had to learn it, you know, I had to learn it, you know? Mostly the Asians are not like that, yeah? People who were raised in Asia are not like that, yeah? But some of them, you know, I mean, coming, you know, the same education is coming now to the Thai people, and they start to be just the same as us, you know, demanding, yeah? I mean, when you read the first or second chapter of Life of Inequality, I mean, Lungta Mahabua was talking about 30 or 40 years, yeah, about that, yeah? He talked about, you know, the trees, you know, about the sons and the daughters, just like trees that don't give shade, you know, and they don't have fruits, you know, they just suck up all the water, yeah, and leave the other trees dry, yeah, yeah. These are the people, you know, and he talked often about it, yeah. And, you know, I put, you know, 30 years of energy into the spiritual community. Yeah? I put all my effort, you know, all my work, you know, into the effort. Yeah? But I don't get anything back. Yeah? That is, you know, that is the reason for me. Yeah? I mean, I give up. Yeah. Okay, that's all what I want you to know. Yeah?
Not so sure.
What?
Not so sure.
What?
You might disappear, but the legacy might stay. You never know.
Whatever. I mean, I have no plans. I'd never had any plan, you know, to leave, you know, until I know, yeah? I mean, I go from my knowingness. Once I know, I have to leave, then I leave, yeah. And what happens next, I don't know, yeah? I will know, you know, in maybe in a month, 2 months or 3 months, I will know what to do next, yeah? I go for that, you know, I don't plan anything. The only thing, you know, that is in plan is, you know, is a visit to Singapore and Indonesia.
I'll remember your teachings.
What?
I will remember what you taught me. So that will continue.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I remembered what Lungta Mahabur told me and I tried to put it up into, yeah. But I failed. We have to watch out for forest fire, yeah? I mean, there are stuff to burn, you know, the fields around our monastery. I mean, the other monastery already catched on fire. If anyone sees, you know, I mean, inform the other, you know, you can put it off. Then take, in Pantat, you know, was always every year was on fire. I mean, the farmers just throw the fields, you know, and, you know, then it catches the monastery, it catches the fire, yeah? Yeah? And then, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, there was a big bell going, you know, and all the monks had to run out of the kuti, you know, and throw water, you know, to put out the fire, yeah? And when I went to Don, you know, I mean, even Kupa Richard yesterday said, you know, I mean, he saw some fire coming up, you know, so... I was encircled in fire, you know, I mean, every time, you know, so, I mean, this time of the year was quite funny.